On February 25th, 2011, this is Polling You Number 45. Welcome back, Bridge friends. It's Michael at Bridge Hands. And yes, we're going to be speaking more on slam bidding. My goodness, we're up to day five. More on Blackwood. You recall Blackwood. This is where we spoke about where we have a suit agreement with shape and strength and controls, or we just have shape and controls, not so much strength, but a lot of distribution, and we use the four no-trump Blackwood. We're going to talk about more of the usage as well as when not to use it today. So, Blackwood review. Remember the prerequisites. One, no doubleton, no Boyd. We don't want to have a worthless doubleton where they peel off the ace and the king. We shouldn't be asking for no trump Blackwood unless we have controls in the suits. Same with a void. If we have a void, our partner has an ace king, well, we have duplication of values a couple times when not to use the Blackwood convention. We'll have some others today where we'll speak about some alternatives. We want to have a suit agreement. Either we and our partner both agree on a suit, or where one of us bids very strongly, makes a jump with a self-sustaining suit. We want to have 12 tricks, three of the top four aces at least. Four would be better if we want 12 tricks, and about 33 distribution points or so. For a grand slam, well, there we need all 13 tricks, so we better have all four aces or a void in a suit. First round of controls everywhere. Second round of control, the kings, we better have at least three, or have some tremendous offsetting shape. And about four more points, which brings us to 37 or so distributional points. So let's take a look at some typical examples to review of when we might use it. Number one, one spade by opener, four no trump by responder. Let's take a look at this. How many points to open? 12 points or more, right? And if the responder goes four no trump, well, since the opener might have only 12, looks like it's about 18 points, doesn't it? So when a strong hand has controls in the other suits, then sure, go ahead and bid four no trump directly. The one who knows goes. Secondly, one heart by opener, three hearts by responder, not enough to game, invite, so how many points? 10, 11, 12? Now the opener goes four no trump. The responder has limited their hand, correct, to 10, 11, 12 points. They have maybe about two to three controls, aces and kings, and the opener now bids strongly. So if there's only up to 12 points by the responder, then how many points would we expect here? Maybe 19 to 21 points, something like that? A good 18 and some real distribution? Okay, how about the next one? One club by opener, one heart by responder, and one heart could be 6 points on up to infinity, right? One spade by opener, four spades by responder. So the opener so far has about 13 or so points, 12, 13. The responder has game values, 13 points, maybe up to 15, 16, no interest in slam. But now the opener has slam. So where there was a sign-off bid here showing maybe 12, 13, 14, 15 points, the opener must have had a bigger hand after all. So looks like it might be about 17 interest in slam. Okay, how about two clubs? Well, we have more than half the points there. Two diamonds waiting, could be anything, zero on up. Two spades by opener. All right, three spades by responder, and you'll recall our slow shows, fast denies, four spades would be a sign-off, three spades was saying, I like your suit, and I have some extras here, what do you want to do next? Now we have four no trumps, so there is a trump agreement, and it could be about 25, 26 points or more, since there wasn't a four-spade sign-off, it was a three spades inviting to show controls. In this case, opener says, I've got plenty of controls in the suits. Just tell me about your aces. Okay, good. So how about some non-typical Blackwood situations? Not saying they can't be done, but they're not ones that we would normally recommend. Let's take a look. Opening for no trump. Well, it is a Blackwood bid, isn't it? It's kind of a peculiar one just to open for no trump. How about an alternative? Maybe two club opener forcing, two diamond by responder, waiting, unknown points, four no trump. Okay, we get the point. We could have opened three no trump with 25 to 27 points or so. So opener has more than that. Yes, we've got it. In this situation, though, we're not so sure that the responder will always bid two diamonds. It just might be they have 8 points and a major. So by opening four no trump, it kind of cuts off that communications, doesn't it? The responder's going to have to go five spades, and then all of a sudden, well, there's no room for explanation there. Whereas if it went two clubs and two spades, now there's a whole lot more room to do more definitive bidding. Okay, how about one diamond by opener, an overcall of one heart, four no trump by responder? Well, this is unusual, isn't it? It's possible. Do you see any problems with this auction? Well, if you're going to be asking Blackwood, the response could quite easily go beyond five diamonds. How about an alternative? One diamond by opener, one heart by the overcaller, two hearts. Q-bid the opponent suit. This is forcing, and we're asking the opener to give more information. We're still down at the two spades to two no trump to three clubs, three diamonds. Who knows where we go next? It's a whole lot less than when our partner has to respond at the five level. We don't want to inhibit communications, in other words. All right, how about some more situations where we can take a look at some alternatives to Blackwood? One heart by an opponent, one spade by our partner, a pass by our person on the right-hand side, and we go for no trump. Well, my goodness, when they have an opening hand, do we really want to be exploring for Blackwood? So our partner may have as few as eight high card points. Secondly, the opponent has 12 points or more. So if we want 33 points for a slam, we better have a lot of distribution. Next, we want to consider some alternatives, such as one heart by lefty, our partner, one spade, pass by righty, and we bid two hearts. Once again, we Q-bid the opponent's suit, as we saw before. A nice, elegant alternative to jumping to four no trump. Let's look at some other examples. How about one club by our partner, four no trump by ourselves? Well, my goodness, we're almost up in the ozone layer, aren't we? It's so high. And if our partner responds with something higher than five clubs, where do we go next? So we've got to watch out when the opener's response may be too high. We want to consider some alternatives. Now, Blackwood, Smackwood, there is something called a minor wood that some people play. This is where a response at the four level in the same suit, or if you like to play it with the other minor, it's like a Blackwood ace asking. It's called minor wood. I'm not saying that you should do it right away. It's just something to consider. And more important is just watch out for this one club for no trump. You might be better just to bid four diamonds. But if you want to get the hang of it, it would go something like this. If you play it with the same suit, one club, four club, this would be ace asking. Or if you like to use the other minor, one club, four diamonds. Tell me about your aces. See how many steps we've saved versus four no trump? There's a heart, the diamond, the spade. There's three steps lower. So we can get a response by aces. First step, which would be hearts, would be zero or four. Not likely it's four. Next step would be spades, would show one, and so on. So we can get the ace asking without getting beyond five clubs. This way, the responder can either sign off or ask again. Okay, the minor wood convention, a nice alternative. If you don't play it, your partner doesn't know it, maybe just bid one diamond. Okay, let's take a look at some more non-typical Blackwood bids. Two spades, a weak opening bid. This would be what? Two of the top three honors in spade suits. Hopefully, your partner doesn't do it funky with queen six times and two outside aces. No, your preempt should have the honors in your suit. For no trump, all of a sudden the bidding has got quite high. Is there an alternative? Yes. Consider doing two no trump, which is a feature ask. This is considered a forcing bid for people who play preempts. So two spades, two no trump. We're asking for an ace or a king of the opener. Why get all the way up to the five level to find out on aces? Why not do it at two and get some information from your partner? All right. How about one spade by opener, two spades by responder, four no trump by opener? Oh, something's wrong with this auction, isn't it? How many points can the opener have? 21 points, right? If they've got 22 or more, they should be opening two clubs. How many tricks should we expect by a partner who goes two spades? Two cover cards, maybe? An ace and a king would be nice, wouldn't it? You're not going to be expecting two aces and a king. They would do something other than that. Three kings on a very, very, very good day, but that's unlikely. So normally you're only going to get as many as two controls here. And oh, by the way, Responders can have queens and jacks, especially if you have a lot of points over here in your hand. So it's kind of unclear why somebody would want to go for no trump. If they've got four losers in their hand, and if they have three losers, I'm not sure why they're not opening two clubs. So if they've got four losers, and maybe they're only going to get two losers from partner, they're going to be covered, they're still one too few. So this would be a situation where somebody is really extremely distributional with a two-suited hand, didn't have the high card points. Once they saw a partner fit, then they might do it. Very rare situation. A better alternative? Consider maybe starting with the help suit game try. One spade by us, two spades by partner, three diamonds or three hearts, three clubs, whatever it is, and see if your partner shows they can come to life. If they sign off at three spades, not so good. If they go to four spades, then you might try the four no trump. Keep the auction low whenever you can. Don't inhibit communications. You want to get as much information on the roadmap before you start going to your destination. How about slow communications? We want to communicate, as we're saying about. Let's look at this one. One heart by ourselves. Our partner does one spade. We go three clubs. How many points is this? A strong jump shift? 19 to 21 points, right? Our partner shouldn't immediately jump into four no trump. Remember, they're supposed to have controls in the other suits? Well, they're not going to if we've got 19 to 21 points. I guarantee you they're not going to have controls in all four suits. So they should cooperate by doing what? Remember the first 2 days? Right, control bidding. How about this one? Two club opener, 22 points or more, two diamonds, unknown, three hearts, a very strong suit, self-sustaining suit. I think four no trump? Not so much. Go ahead and Q-bid your controls. You don't have that many aces and kings to do four no trump directly. Next, one diamond by opener, 12 to 21 points. One spade, unknown, 6 points or more. Two hearts. Ah, a reverse. You remember this when you break the barrier? You went from the one level to the two level, and not only went to a new level yourself, but you went to a higher suit than your one level. You're showing 17 to 21 points. I don't think that the responder should normally bid for no trump at this. I just don't think most of the time they're going to have that many honors and that many controls in the suits. They may. It would be a rare day. They might instead just want to bid three hearts, right? That's a way of making a forcing bid stronger than showing four hearts to say, partner, what do you want to do next? Do you want to show controls? Maybe your partner's got a void somewhere. So in summary, use Blackwood wisely. Think about when you want a control bid or when you want to just ask outright the Blackwood. Some examples to use Blackwood would be one spade by ourselves, two heart by partner, showing 10 points or more in a five-card suit, the old 5 and 10 rule. We bid three hearts. Yes, now partner can go four no trump. We have a nice suit fit. The responder in this case apparently has 16, 18 points or so. Fine. They have enough controls. They made the bid. Next, one spade by ourselves, three spades by partner, a limit raise, invitational, and modern agreements. And then for no trump, excellent. A classic way to use Blackwood. Two club opener, 22 points or more, two diamond waiting, who knows? Two hearts, showing a suit. Three hearts, stronger than four hearts, using the slow shows approach, now four no trump. Excellent. How about two clubs by opener, two spades by responder? Huh, okay. This shows the responder has 8 points, two of the top three honors. In spade suit is the way most people like to play this. Now, the opener, who has a lot of controls, certainly ask Blackwood, the one who knows, right, goes. One no trump by opener, 15 to 17 points. Two hearts, a transfer to two spades, unknown number of points. Accepting, bidding two spades. And now for no trump. Yes, maybe 15 to 18 points, we're not sure. Some of you people play Texas transfer, you have another alternative treatment. But for those who just play Jacoby transfer, fine, this is a good way. So these are nice types of approaches. And the last one, opening four spades. Well, isn't that interesting? A person has an 8-card spade suit and little else. And the partner says, tell me about your aces. Well, they're not going to have outside aces. They're going to only have aces in the spade suit. So in this case, apparently a very big hand by responder, do you have an ace of spades? And in essence is what they're asking. Okay, that works. Not going to see it often, but it might come to a theater near you someday. All right, so in summary, Blackwood bidding, the for no Trump bid. We like to have a cool ace asking tool, and that's our Blackwood for no Trump bid. Use it wisely and consider alternatives, such as control showing bids, when you don't have a strong hand, when you have a void, when you don't have controls in all of the suits. And so it's graduation time for Blackwood. One final exercise, though. For our free members, bridge hands, please come on down, sign in, and take a look at our example hand. And if you have the Ultra and Premium membership, great. We have more hands over there to go ahead and demonstrate proficiency on Blackwood, when to use it and when not. So thanks for coming over today. I hope you have a wonderful day playing bridge. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.